Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. I'm going to warn parents about the Easter Bunny.
Please do.
So you want to start with what happened to you on vacation?
Okay, very simple. Go to the bank. I had three checks to cash. Two for $200, one for $75. That comes out to $475.
All right, hold on. Math, okay.
Okay, so I go to the bank. I go to the drive-thru.
Where'd you get these checks from? Work and stuff?
No, these were your birthday gifts, things like that. You know,
oh, wow.
Finally getting around
birthday
to them. Birthday Christmas,
gifts.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's March.
Mom, things like that. Yeah, exactly. Because right? She was yelling at me to cash checks. Finally did. So,
okay.
In any event. Go to cash the checks. I'm way to the gym, so I get the envelope. And
you know, there's apps now.
Yeah, I know that. I like to go. I don't trust everything to electronics. Okay. Doing something. Someone breaks in, everybody's screwed.
Okay.
So all right. I like cash in my
hand. You need a 2x4, do you go up with an axe and cut down a tree?
No, I go to Home Depot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But in any event, so I cash the checks. The lady's like, yeah, I put your license inside the envelope. So I reach in, grab my license. I take the money. I just put it in my console. I go to the gym. On the way back from the gym, I have to stop at the house because I'm going to go food shopping. So I go, I take the money out. I count it. There's $600 sitting there. I'm like, crap, they gave me too much money. So I go to the bank. Now I go to the bank. I go inside. The guy goes, can I help you, sir? And I said, yes. I said, I went to cash $475. You guys gave me $600. Stunned. Like, what? I'm like, you guys gave me too much money. I'm returning $125. I had it in my hand, put it in the counter to give it back to them. Okay, so when did this happen? I said, I was here 2 hours ago to drive through the guy in the big gray truck. Oh, and who took care of you? I go, you did, right? Dummy. He's still looking right at you. But that was me, right? You don't look at my face, right? So he said, okay, so I need to see your deposit. I just cashed the check. I didn't deposit nothing. I gave you the checks and my license. You gave me cash. Here's the $125. Could you sit down for a moment, please, sir? We sort this out. I had to freaking sit there for about 45 minutes until they finally figured out.
45.
Right. I'm sitting there, right? And then finally go, okay, well, what's your telephone number? We can contact you. Contact me for what? I'm giving you $125.
Oh, you mean
bucks.
Like you're. So you can send me a thank you basket?
Right. As it turned out, they called me. Right? They called me to say.
They're like, they want to give your phone number to every scam artist.
Right.
It's like, wow, we got one on the line here.
Yeah, I got a phone call an hour and a half later saying, just want to let you know the issue is resolved. I'm like, what issue?
Yeah, I didn't have an issue.
Yeah.
You had an issue. I brought the money back in.
Right.
That's when the issue was resolved.
The weird thing is when I came
out. How about a thank you?
Yes.
Was there
nice.
A thank you anywhere in this?
I don't recall. I remember walking out like, oh my God, next time just keep the money. But I walked out and there's two Milford police cars sitting in the parking lot. I'm like, they didn't call the cops on me, did they? While I was sitting there, I'm like, why am I being held? I'm like, it's just
weird.
Well,
you weren't being held, but they asked you to stay for 45 minutes.
Stay for a while, yeah. Like, what's going on over here? Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wonder.
Yeah, I'm giving you money
why
back.
Why would there be two cop cars in the parking lot?
Yes.
And like, can you sit right there for?
Yeah. I'm like, next time, I'm like, you know what?
These people are in charge of money.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what I get for freaking giving back, bringing money back.
Right. Yeah. I feel awkward. I get detained. I walk out to two cop cars. Right. I have to give you my phone number.
Right.
Right.
To get a phone call saying, oh, the issue is resolved.
It's like, yeah, thanks to me.
Right. But they seem stunned. You're giving it back. Yes, I'm giving it back. It's not my money.
Yeah.
I just did because I figured someone's going to count their
drugs. Are you sure? Like, is there some, did you accidentally have another check in
no.
there you didn't
no.
know about?
$200 and $175. That's $425. They give me $600 in cash. Huh. And I wonder because the lady goes, she goes, when she gave me the money, she goes, I gave you all hundreds. I'm like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, why all hundreds? There should be there should be four 100s and like, you know, a 50, a 20, and a 5 or whatever.
Well, no, you said a dude waited on you.
Yeah. He first and then she gave me the money.
Oh, that's where it got screwed
up. It was a 1-2 punch, yeah. So it was just weird.
That's weird to begin with.
Yeah. So
when someone takes the check and then someone gives you the money. It's usually the same person.
Right.
So I'm going to take these checks over here, I stamp them or do whatever, void them out, and I get the cash, and I hand it to you.
And neither one remembered me. I'm like, really? It was 2 hours ago!
I got to tell you, since we legalized weed,
yeah,
there's been a lot of stuff happening.
It's been kind of odd. Yes.
Oh yeah, wheels fall off of planes.
Yes,
doors.
People not doing math at banks.
Right.
I mean, you're a bank.
Right.
Math is an important part of banking.
Oh my God. Even I could have figured out how much money that was.
Right. And then the stupidity of like, wait, what?
Right.
What?
Plus I had to break $100 in order to get them the $125 back, and you know, like, ugh. I'm like, I walked in with it because I'm like, I want to go through the drive-thru. I'm going to walk in with it. There you go.
You can't go. Wait, I thought you went through the drive-thru. Oh, you went through the drive-thru when you came back.
Originally, when I came back with the money, I walked into the bank to say, here's your money back.
Right.
You gave me too much money.
Right.
And I tried doing it cool. So I'm like, tell me if I get over here. I'm like, you guys gave me too much money. Like, what? I'm like, I want to go, hey, like one of you people screwed up over here.
Right. You wanted to be polite.
I was trying to be cool about it.
No, they have to document all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't do that,
someone's toll would have been short.
They would have been there all friggin' night.
$1.25, yeah.
Going through every transaction.
Over and over again.
Over and over and over.
Right. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's, yeah, thank you to AJ.
You're welcome.
Wow, pretty good.
Right. Supposed to be Easter money.
No, but speaking of weed, like we went to see Jeff Ross.
Yeah, that was fun.
At District Theater in Norwalk. Beautiful theater, by the way.
Yeah.
Keith Muller, who also owns College Street and Westville Music. He just got this theater, and it's amazing.
Gorgeous.
But it's me, Jennifer, you, and Vince.
Yep.
And I get there. Jennifer, you're already there. I walk in the lobby. Like, all right, let me go hit the bathroom. I come back out. Before I even see Vince, I smell weed. And I'm like, that's Vince. Yeah. I know it's friggin' Vince. This guy smells like a walking giant bud of weed.
Like a big roach.
Yeah.
Oh, we're saying it in a loving way, Vince.
No, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, you're a happy dude.
So now it's me, you, Jennifer, Keith Muller, and Vince standing there. And I can't walk away and get a drink now because I'm not going to leave Vince alone with the owner of this theater.
Right.
Just not going to do it.
Hey, not going to happen.
It's like, oh, it's AJ can hit. Now I got to stay here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But that theater was something, huh?
Gorgeous.
We got to talk about his show later. If you get a chance to see Jeff Ross's show.
Do it.
Take a banana for the ride.
Exactly.
You have to see it. All right, Connecticut lawmaker has a very scary warning about AI. Let's bring on Senator Wong. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's always hard to follow. I'm just Ken.
It's true.
Right.
You could have sang along, sir.
No, you don't want me to sing along. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good. I'm going to play this, and then we'll get to the end, and then we'll chat.
Senator Tony Huang here. Today I testified before the General Law Committee on Senate Bill 2, an act concerning artificial intelligence. It is supremely important that the legislature protects people from the potentially dangerous uses of AI, namely deepfakes. A deepfake is a picture, video, or audio clip synthetically produced by a computer of an individual. This technology can be used to make it look like someone is saying things they never said. Just like right now, I never actually said any of this. This is a deep fake of my voice. Convincing, right? This type of technology needs to be closely regulated to protect Connecticut residents from its misuse.
Scary.
Wow.
Very effective.
Yes.
You know, my wife knew it wasn't me, but here's the remarkable challenge.
How did she know it wasn't you?
Yeah, but the reality is, if people have not heard my voice...
How do we know this is you right now?
Yeah, really?
You know, that's the real question, right? Because with AI, we hear so much about it, and it's going to have such a profound and amazing change in regards to how we live and how we go to the bank, for an example.
Right.
But it's so hyped, and people have not fully realized its impact. And what one aspect of it is the deep fake, and that's the term we've heard it all in recent events, where the Taylor Swift body switch, where high school women had their, you know, photos changed, and and even President Biden up in New Hampshire with his voice. And that was what gave me the idea. Right after I testified in a bill that looks to kind of regulate and understand.
Hold on, though. The Biden one, they didn't. This is where the computer's still learning. I knew that was a deep fake.
Yeah.
Right, but that was used in New Hampshire to promote a message that had political implications. And really, we actually used, my aide actually used 5 minutes of my voice clip that's out in the general domain, typed in a script, used the same company that used the Biden voice, and within 10 minutes, he produced that audio clip.
Wow.
Within 10 minutes.
That's the problem. You don't know what's real anymore.
Audio clip of my voice.
Well, now you're able to, you know, we have these scammers calling people saying, hey, your daughter's in jail, or hey, mom, I'm in jail, or grandma, I'm in jail. I need the money right away.
And, yeah.
This is only going to get worse with this kind of technology. So what is your bill proposing? How do we slow this down?
It's the General Law Committee bill, and it's proposing to kind of regulate deepfake, and I think it needs to go a little bit further to identify who are the source violators of this, because I have to tell you, at first impression, when I heard it from my aide, I felt a tremendous sense of violation of my privacy, an invasion of my privacy, and it was identity theft. Someone took my voice and created a different message, and it had reputation damage implications, fraud, and also to be able to use in bullying and social media, but also on a national ramification, it could have terrorist activities related to it in messaging. So one of the things we're looking to do is to really identify the companies that are undertaking this and put a higher standard of regulation that, you know, you have to regulate some aspects of this, but also the people that create this from a source document be punished, and we need to identify these individuals. But the challenge is, once that message goes out into the internet or social media, validation becomes harder, and it creates an imagery. You know, one of the things is information out, it can't ever come back, and it goes out and creates devastating impact. But I think the other important factor is, what about creatives and intellectuals, for all of you with your distinctive abilities on radio, who anyone can replicate that. It's really just
not my flubbles. You can't replicate the stupidity of this show.
Right. If I sound clear, it's not me.
The computer would never put it together.
It would be like, what the hell is this?
And never. They could get the voice.
This can't be real.
They could get the cadence.
Right.
Never going to get the stupidity.
No, not at all.
But
no.
Now, you know what? The uniqueness can be captured, because AI, with all the hype and all the kind of intricacies and technology, it's this. It's hundreds of millions of data point that's been compiled and collected, and then with supercomputers that are getting faster all the time, they can process all that information. I mean, the fact that they can process my voice, although it's not perfected, with only 5 minutes of content.
Yeah, it's
can you imagine
crazy.
People with the widespread of information and voice out there, and your podcast can compile hundreds and thousands of hours of your voice and your personality?
Mm.
They can absolutely replicate. You've seen that with writers, that their writing styles get replicated from pulling information. The strike that we had, you talked a little bit about the Oscars, the strike that we had with regards to writers and actors is all about CGI, you know, about AI. And we take for granted, you know, we talk about CGI, computer-generated images. That's been around for years and years. That's AI generating a artificial, you know, view and an artificial world. They just have supercomputers with millions of dollars to spend. Now we're processing it down that any Joe and Jill can do this, and that's frightening.
Senator Wong is on. Before we move on, because there's a couple of other things I want to talk to you about. You're right on all those counts.
Yeah.
And the most frightening thing is this thing never sleeps.
No.
All it does is just get smarter
yep.
and better And
so Terminator started.
Yeah, like we go to sleep, we wake up. This thing's a million times smarter and better.
Yep. I tried.
Helium balloons. Did you see this law that there might not be helium balloons in Connecticut?
It was in the Environment Committee along with about 30, 40 other bills that had environmental impact. And one of the considerations is the helium balloon, as it floats out into the air after release, after a birthday party, it goes out into the nether air. It looks cool as it runs away from us, but it's going to land somewhere. And the challenge is these kind of balloons will land in our watershed area. They'll land in different areas that birds will take it and get stuck in it.
Those silvery ones?
Yeah.
They never die, by the way.
No, they don't.
Like at the project house, almost 30 acres out there, and I'd go out and I'd see something from like 1985.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's still intact.
On Route 8, there's one in a tree the whole time.
All right. Keep us posted on that one. You know what we need a law for, sir, before we let you go? Well, now, why do you laugh at that? You know those little flosser things people use?
Yes.
A little portable flosser?
Little violent things, yep.
Yeah. They throw them on the ground everywhere.
They do, yeah. Any parking lot.
I have to tell you, it's disgusting.
Yes. Thank you.
And I think the other part of it is that is the balance that we have in lawmaking is – we can't make laws to govern common sense.
Right.
We can't make laws to govern common courtesies that you don't floss your teeth out in public and then throw it onto the ground.
Yeah, and if you do, make sure the food's off it.
It's just gross. It's like
you're chicken stuck to it.
But we got to step over your mouth.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's disgusting, right?
It's gross.
Can you imagine... as it goes through someone's mouth, okay, it does its job. Do it in your bathroom.
Yeah.
But the fact then you throw it on the ground.
Yep.
It's unsanitary.
You're making it our problem.
Yeah.
Animals might pick that. It's
no worse.
Horrible.
You step on it, ends up in your car because it got stuck to your foot.
And
you get in your car, I'm like, what's this violin doing in the front seat? Yeah. Yep.
Part of our role as lawmakers is to recognize our limits in our ability to make laws to govern common sense.
Oh,
it's $1,000 for every time you drop one of those. That's
like
what it should be.
Yeah,
it's littering
right
in the third degree.
And it's gross.
It's gross.
Yep.
Well, I've got a great idea, Chaz and AJ for governor.
Okay.
Nah.
I want that. You don't want that.
No, we like to complain about things. We don't want to do anything.
We're idea people.
Yeah, we're thought people.
We're idea people. Yeah.
Senator, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your great work. Keep us posted.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for leaving me with that thought all day.
Thank you, sir.
Check the ground.
Have a great day.
You too.
Watch me walk.
Senator Wong, everybody.
Yeah, those things are gross.
All right, I have an audio clip here we're going to play, and you tell me if this is AI or if this is real now, okay? All right, go ahead.
Hey, Chaz, it's Frank. I figure you might not be home because you're on vacation this week, but I'm going down to pump your poop. So if you're home, I'll see you then. We're on our way.
By the way.
Have a good vacation.
Is that a male prostitute?
Ruth looks confused.
I'm going to pump your poop.
Yeah.
Is there a better terminology for it? I'm going to pump your poop.
I'm
going to
pump your poop.
Look at you sitting there. I'm going to pump your poop. A bad Bavarian prostitute.
That is not what you want to hear in like any kind of a male shower.
Ever. I'm going to pump your poop.
Personally.
Yes.
Coming down to pump your poop.
My name is Buck. My name is Cheek. You get to pump your poop.
That's Frank Tallarico.
Oh, okay.
He owns Tallarico and Sons.
Right.
Septic. And he came to personally pump my poop.
Nice. Personalized poop pumping service. I must erase about a million jokes right now.
Thank you for erasing those jokes.
No problem. I'm going to go in the office later.
Pump your poop.
Pump your poop.
Pump your poop.
Hey, Frank, what are you doing?
Pump your poop.
And then go to lunch. I admire those people. You can actually eat after that.
That's right.
Yep.
A bird went viral for annoying its owner by singing September.
Oh, yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
Kiki, a singing cockatiel in England with 3 million TikTok followers, is going viral with a video of its owner trying to get Kiki to stop when the bird chooses 7 a.m. to sing Earth, Wind, and Fire September.
Kiki, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Silence.
I was waiting for that.
That's very Kiki's simple. Awesome.
Kiki needs boom boom.
Kiki, if you don't stop singing, we're going to send Frank over there, and he's going to
pump your poop.
A New Haven St. Patrick's Day parade happened yesterday in New Haven. Perfect day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We're going to start with Kat.
All right, what's your name and what town are you from?
My name is Kat from Woodbury, Connecticut.
Do you have any good luck charms or superstitions?
Yes, I wear my Guinness sweater every single St. Patrick's Day. Cannot go without it.
What does that do for you?
It brings me the luck of the Irish.
Excellent.
Huh. No, it shows I drink.
sweater.
Right. Guinness sweater.
Yeah.
Now, is it actually a Guinness sweater, or is the sweater has a lot of Guinness on it?
It's Guinness colored, so if you spill it, you can't notice.
Exactly
the
right. That's lucky.
Dipped in Guinness. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
I saw one really cool Guinness shirt, and I want it. It looks like a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
And on the back, instead of a name and a player number, it had March 17th.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
You could probably find that online, man.
I want to find that online.
Yeah, go for it.
I want that next year.
That's cool. That's very cool.
All right. Do you have a good luck charm? Do you walk around with a good luck charm?
I have a 50-cent piece in my pocket.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
You know, I happen to have a good luck charm.
Right here. What?
I have a $2 bill in my wallet.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I will never spend that.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'll, you know.
If right.
I'll beg my way out of a situation.
Right, rather than give the two.
Oh, yeah.
You take my wallet.
Can I pay you Wednesday for a hamburger today?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little tapped out till Monday.
Vince, you have a good luck charm?
Yeah, I have this little purple paper clip from one of my first open mics that I went with.
Little purple paper
clip. A friend. Right. And it was just
what was the paper clip? Was it on your notes of jokes?
Yeah, it was on.
It was a roach.
It might have been on her. I think it was on her.
Knowing him, it was a roach.
Yeah, it's a roach clip. Yeah, for sure. I think it was just on her notes. And like we were signing up for an open mic, and it was like right before our first show. And I was like,
why'd you steal the paper clip?
I don't know. I felt like because we were both preparing for the first time we had ever done stand up at like a real show.
Yeah, you need something to commemorate the night.
Right. Now I have it in my wallet, and it's just like.
It
doesn't protect me from bombing on stage, but I feel a little bit better when it's in my pocket as opposed to not if it wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah, before I go on stage, I actually kind of like stick my finger on this 50-cent piece and I rub it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, sounds like a personal piece.
rub your 50-cent piece.
I rub my piece in my pocket.
He does something really weird before he goes on stage. He puts his hands in his pocket and there's a lot of movement.
I start rubbing things.
Like, just don't touch the mic when he's done.
Just give him his own mic. Give him his own mic.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Can you sing a song for us? You want to do
that? I'll do like a little bagpipe ditty for you.
Do it.
That's not a bagpipe. It's
a bagpipe.
That's a guitar.
Yeah, she's trying to do Shipping Up to Boston.
And she sounds pretty ship-faced.
She was very, you know.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lubricated, for sure. These are the people you want to run into at the parade.
Yes, you do. Oh,
yeah. Do you have a hidden talent or party trick?
Yeah, I can hold on to my foot and jump over my leg.
What?
Wow.
You hold on to your foot. I'm not going to do it
with
now.
A beer
I'm not wearing
your
right pants.
Gotcha.
Wait.
Hold on to her foot.
Hold
and
on
jump
to her
over
foot.
Her leg.
Jump over her leg.
Yeah, so like cross one foot over the other and then.
You know how to do that?
No, no. I was just showing.
Yeah, no, you'd be testing gravity. Go boom. Why is Ruth on the second floor all of a sudden?
you're holding your foot.
Holding your foot.
And you jump over your leg.
Your leg.
You hold your foot up and jump over that foot with the other leg.
Oh, you're not holding your foot with your hand.
Yeah.
You're holding it like if almost like you're giving yourself a Ric Flair figure four leg lock. And then you're jumping. Oh, you're using the other one over. You're like jumping it over.
Of course, the Ric Flair over the four leg thing.
But like if you hold it, I used to see girls do this in like elementary school. I was never flexible enough to do it.
Sounds sad.
I trip.
I'm still confused by the whole thing.
Yeah, they'd like roll me into like the ER and the pretzel.
I'm glad to hear she didn't do
it. How did he get his head in his ass?
I was trying to get her to do it, Ruth. I was hoping for that outcome.
First he was rubbing his 50 cent piece, and the next thing you know, his head was in his ass.
He needs his own room.
What would you call a procedure where you need to remove someone's head from their ass?
Politics. Thank you very much, Carol.
All right, let's continue.
Would you like to ask Chaz and AJ a question?
I would like to ask Chaz and AJ what their Irish tradition is and if they know what Pizzagain is because Easter's coming up.
Oh, all right.
Great.
Yes.
Two great questions. Thank you, Kat.
Yes.
All right. Traditions?
I have no St. Patrick's traditions. The parade's about it.
Right.
Yeah, being the parade.
Jennifer's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
Our tradition is to go out and have a good time. Now, nice. It used to be to go see the Highland Rovers.
Right.
They performed their last show in January.
Yeah. Sad.
So we're kind of like adrift right now. We don't have plans, but we know we'll be doing something birthday / St. Patrick's Day.
You're between traditions right now.
We're going to start a new tradition.
Looking for a new one.
Yeah, finally, and then the Pizzagain question.
Yeah. Pizzagain's great. That's like a pie. It's almost like a an egg and meat pie. I've only seen it. I've never actually had it. Never actually had Pizzagain.
I think we did.
Maybe if we did a long time ago, maybe.
This is the good thing about being here for so long. We could start doing everything over again and it'd be the first time.
Right.
Because we don't remember anything.
Right, so someone wants
all that weed and booze. We're like, yeah, I think we did. Yeah. I think we had this whole conversation when we first got here.
Okay.
And people in East Haven schooled us on what Pizzagain is. Someone want to call and tell us exactly what Pizzagain is?
You know, it sounds like a detergent that takes pizza stains out. Got a tough stain? Pizzagain. Yeah.
I thought it's what you get after you eat a lot of pizza.
Yeah, Pizzagain.
Pizzagain.
Pizzagain. Oh, I had that. I have Pizzagain from the week off. All right. Let's keep going.
Have you ever had sex in public?
Yes.
Are you planning on doing it today?
No.
Oh, come on.
Two good questions.
All right. Where was it?
Getting a bit of line?
It was at Quasi Amusement Park.
Yes. Was it on a ride?
Yes, it was.
Listen to Vince.
Oh, fantastic. Hold on. Yes! Well, wow. It's not exciting if it's in like the parking lot of Quasi. If it's on a ride, that's awesome.
Right, bumper cars.
She became the ride.
She did.
She was holding her foot, and she jumped over her leg. And the next thing you know, she was having sex at Quasi.
This is better than the spinny cups.
All right, I think we're going to get a definition of Pizzagain here. Oh. Hello.
Yes, how are you? It's Frank from Stafford.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
It's a ricotta for the Americans.
Ricotta.
Pie with meat and other ingredients. That's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Not much to it.
Meat and cheese pie.
They call it meat pie.
Meat pie. That's someone's nickname, too. Hey, meat pie.
I like Pizzagain better.
Right. Meat pie. Sounds like that.
Would you like some meat pie? No.
Yeah.
Would you like some Pizzagain?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, meat pie. So that friend you have to like constantly bail out of jail. Freaking meat pie! Totally, don't drive drunk, you a-hole.
All right, thank you. Meat pie.
They got meat pie again. God damn it!
All right, I think Dave the fireman has the answer to the question: what would you call a procedure where you're removing someone's head from their ass?
Oh,
Dave.
The formal term is a rectal cranial extraction.
Nice. Nice. We just called voting him out of office.
I like politics, Chaz? Though. That was good.
That was a good one. That's probably the show promo.
There you go.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, guys. Have a safe day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for what you do, brother.
Yes. Watch your rectal.
Chaz and AJ. Hello.
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 Yeah, you're on.
Hey. Let me take off a speaker. I'm dropping the kids off. Pizza game.
At the pool?
Yeah. Not a toilet reference, is it?
You say
pizza game?
Basket cheese, peppercorns, pepperoni, ham. And we're going. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Can you bring some over here?
Yeah, that's what we got to find the best pizza game.
My buddy's dad makes me one every single year, and I'll try and bring you guys half of it because he makes me a huge one.
Which half?
Oh, the bottom half.
Not the half that comes out of the other end.
All right, hold on. I'm looking for where is Easter? No, it's the 31st. We have time.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we got time. Don't worry. I got to get all the ingredients for them anyway. I usually get all the eggs for them and everything.
Nice.
All right, I'm just going to write down on the 29th, it's Pizza Game Friday.
Right.
Okay.
I got to go. My wife's calling me, and I'm dropping the kids off. Have fun, guys.
All right.
Hey, don't forget the wife.
Lots of code. Todd and Bethany.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Chad, you don't remember me probably, but I mentioned the parade yesterday. I was the guy with the green goatee up there by the art gallery.
Can you be more specific?
Yes. You don't remember. The pizza game, yeah, the guy kind of nailed it. It's freestyle. It's got ham in it, sausage in it. It's like a quiche, basically, but it is awesome. And I'll leave you with this real quick. I'll let you go, but my grandmother's birthday was March 17th, just like Jen's.
Oh, that's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
X-rays taken before the surgery inside Sir Ganja Ram Hospital.
Ganja?
Ganga?
No,
maybe Ganga?
I'm just Ganja. Like,
I think it's a Ganja hospital, man. That seems like...
You're that so would stoned. Kind of explain the coins and the magnets being eaten.
So stoned, it was a piggy bank. How'd they get in there? Through the front or the back?
Massive metal clots forming in the 26-year-old's intestines.
Wow.
After he spent several weeks ingesting the coins while undergoing treatment for an undisclosed psychiatric... Ah, damn it.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't snap, you know.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Now, do you tell the guy to keep a change?
So he's a weightlifter, and I guess he thought that zinc helps in bodybuilding.
Right. They mean zinc the pill, not, you know, really swallowing quarters and stuff like that.
It's a lot cheaper to take the pill.
Yeah, a lot cheaper. Yeah.
More comfortable.
Save, like, pennies a day. All right, copper. Here's Bill.
The coins and magnets had caused intestinal obstructions in his body, prompting an immediate surgical procedure to remove the metals.
Not to mention he broke wind and broke a lamp. That was a quarter.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know, a machine at Mohegan Sun.
Yep.
Jackpot.
You pull his arm, all of a sudden, his eyes started spinning.
How'd you get the coins out? We gave him three cherries.
Right. I just pulled a lever in the middle.
Repeatedly.
Right. Yeah. Next thing I know, I had all this change. Jackpot.
All right, next headline. High school kid was injured after their teacher had sword fight day. Happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Of course it did. That sounds like a place where it would happen.
She was doing a lesson on metal and meddling and brought actual swords to the class.
Oh.
One was a thin European style. The other was a samurai sword.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so one was like kind of like a foil for like fencing.
She rearranged their desks into a fighting ring.
Nice.
And started a timer.
Sword club. First rule, you don't want a sword club.
Had kids battle it out for over 2 minutes each. Holy smokes.
We put money on this? I'd love it.
They practice in the men's room. I see a saber.
Use the force, Luke.
Well,
predictably, they got into it a little bit too much, and a 16-year-old girl ended up with a serious gash on her right wrist.
Oh, boy.
How could that have happened?
Probably put her hand up to defend herself.
It severed multiple nerves and tendons.
Oh. Damn it. And that was the end of Sword Fight Club.
That was the end of Sword Fight Club.
That's one kid Shish Kebab. Hey, Bob. Hey, call me Shish.
I don't like Shish Kebab.
Shish Kebab. It never tastes as good as it looks. It just charred meat. It tastes like sweat.
Why is it being served that way right. on this long skewer?
Right.
Why?
Right.
You can't stick that in your mouth.
No.
And if you do and someone bumps into you, you're dead.
Right. Then you go to Swordfish Club.
Right.
Sword Fight Club. Swordfish Steven.
I like how you're correcting yourself.
See Friday. Yep.
According to the lawsuit, the teacher yelled, "I'm in trouble," told everyone to delete footage from their phones.
Oh.
They had the phones going like, you know, as long as someone doesn't bleed, this is okay.
Yeah, right.
You could post it.
Right. It was all cool. It's all fun again. Someone gets hurt.
I'm in trouble.
Idiot 101.
Because it would be just like that. It wouldn't be. It would be a. I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
like,
no. No. What you gotta do is finish her off now. Do it. Finish her off.
Give the thumbs down.
Right.
Yeah. What would be the inflection on this? I'm in trouble.
Right.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, maybe sing it a little bit. Right, try and ease the tension with the song.
Right. Oops.
She got fired 2 months later.
Right. Mm. Wait, 2 months?
That seems like way too long.
Yeah, they gotta like investigate and things like that. Mm. Make sure.
They had to sort
through all that cell phone footage.
Oh, this angle's great.
That was not day one.
Right.
That was not the first time you did it. So there's months and months of it.
And how many of those have oh, no.
And a stupid TikTok.
God, I hate this song.
The girl's family is seeking an undisclosed amount.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Robin Hood.
Scorpion stings Las Vegas hotel guest in the testicles.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I'm in trouble.
You probably saw the Klaus mine after that. Still loving you. Are you ready, baby?
A California man is considering legal action after being stung in the testicles by a scorpion while staying at the Venetian Hotel in Vegas. Michael Farchi.
Farchi.
Such a horrible name. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
61, woke up to an intense pain and found an orange scorpion on his underwears.
Oh, my God, underwears.
Ugh.
Wow. Yeah.
Those mousetraps don't seem so bad after the sword and the scorpion.
No. Yes. I have a stinging sensation.
Would you rather get a scorpion bite on your testicle?
No.
or your nipple?
Is there a
like your
option?
Sack or your nipple?
Oh, nipple.
I think that, yeah.
Nipple, because it's a lot harder to get to it. Sack, there's a lot of real estate there. Yeah, no. I prefer none.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the sack.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'd rather, yeah.
No, he's impressive during the swelling.
The nipple, if I just pinch my nipple, it's... extremely painful. I'm doing it right now. It's like, that hurts.
Yeah, but you ever just like accidentally brush down there for a second and I'm down?
No, if you hit, you know, you swipe it in a certain way.
Yeah.
Powers off.
Like, I've like,
good night.
You know, like sometimes you take like electrical cord and you wrap it around your arm to put it away. That one piece goes, ba-dunk, and nails you right in the cojones. Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Good night. You're down.
Yep. Yeah, never do it while you're drunk. A little tip for you people.
So he suffered significant distress and continued to experience symptoms for more than 2 months.
It'd be cool if it gave him like superpowers. I'm the scorpion balls.
Scorpion balls.
It's a new Spider-Man villain.
It sounds like a sequel to The Mummy.
The sounds like a horrible
balls.
Drink.
The scorpion balls.
Farchi's lawyer. Brian, Farchi's lawyer.
Smells like Farchi.
We got to get this guy on. Brian Virag, V-I-R-A-G, known for representing clients exposed to bed bugs, highlighted the hotel's dismissive response.
Yeah, they ramped up on this one.
And stated that guests expect a safe environment.
Yeah. A scorpion in the bed is pretty bad.
Not good.
Yeah.
No. Nope. And what floor is this on?
Seriously.
How many floors did it make it up?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Sound like the 97th Four.
Right.
The Venetian is not 97th
Probably somebody's pet.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.